Easter, Week 2, Sunday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord is risen again, Christ hath broken every chain. Hark, the angels shout for joy, singing evermore on high, Alleluia. He who gave for us his life, who for us endured the strife, is our paschal lamb today. We too sing for joy and say, Alleluia. He who bore all pain and loss, comfortless upon the cross, lives in glory now on high, pleads for us and hears our cry, Alleluia. Now he bids us tell abroad how the lost may be restored, how the penitent forgiven, how we too may enter heaven. Alleluia. This is the day which was made by the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 117. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them. I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Saviour. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die. Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Saviour. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the day which was made by the Lord. Alleluia. O Lord our God, you are blessed in the firmament of heaven, and worthy of praise. Alleluia. A Canticle from Daniel chapter 3. You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers, to you glory and praise for evermore. Blessed your glorious holy name, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed in the temple of your glory, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed who gaze into the depths, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed in the firmament of the heavens, to you glory and praise for evermore. You who walk on the wings of the wind, to you glory and praise for evermore. May they bless you, the saints and the angels, to you glory and praise for evermore. From the heavens, the earth and the sea, to you glory and praise for evermore. You are blessed, Lord God of our fathers, To you glory and praise for evermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord our God, you are blessed in the firmament of heaven, and worthy of praise. Alleluia. Praise God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Psalm 150. Praise God in his holy place, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his powerful deeds, praise his surpassing greatness. O praise him with sound of trumpet, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with timbrel and dance, praise him with strings and pipes. O praise him with resounding cymbals, praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. A reading from Acts chapter 10. God raised Jesus from death on the third day and caused him to appear. He was not seen by all the people, but only by us who are the witnesses that God has already chosen. We ate and drank with him after God raised him from death, and he commanded us to preach the gospel to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God has appointed judge of the living and the dead. All prophets spoke about him, saying that everyone who believes in him will have his sins forgiven through the power of his name. This is the day which was made by the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. Put your hand here and see the mark of the nails. Doubt no longer, but believe. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Put your hand here and see the mark of the nails. Doubt no longer, but believe. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to the Father, the all-powerful God, who raised up Jesus, our Prince and our Saviour. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. Father, you brought your beloved Son from the darkness of death to the light of glory. Let us enter into the regions of your own wonderful light. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. You saved us through faith in Jesus Christ. Help us to live today in the grace of our baptism. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. You have told us to seek the things that are in heaven. Enable us to resist the attractions of sin. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. Reveal the riches of our hidden life in Christ, that all may see the signs of the new heaven and the new earth. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God of eternal compassion, each Easter you rekindle the faith of your consecrated people. Give them still greater grace, so that all may truly understand the waters in which they were cleansed, the Spirit by which they were reborn, the blood by which they were redeemed.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.